and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 320. How are we all doing? See, I knew the day, the time, everything today. It was obviously a midweek slump on my part.
Is it pizza day?
Is it what?
Simon says happy pizza day.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Why?
We had fish.
We did.
Happy fish day. Happy salmon day. Good evening, Sarah.
Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan was first. Oh, ever so close.
I have no idea what pizza day is, Sarah. No, ask don't Simon.
Know. I don't know. Anyway, hello, Simon. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Sarah.
I always thought it was Poets Day.
Is it? I know nothing. I don't know. Not eaten pizza since forever. Hello, Paul.
Pee off early tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh, right. Right, well, whatever.
Someone taught me that once.
I'm sure they did. Oh, this is what I have to put up with. Mm. Anyway, haven't you got something momentous to share that has never happened before in lockdown?
No.
You have?
What?
Your little secret assignation that's just happened.
It wasn't...
It's never happened on a Friday.
It wasn't Wendy. It was a bloke. We've had a Friday delivery.
A Tesco delivery on a Friday. He's rearranged the entire week, has Mike. Do you want to share your rationale?
Yeah, because the stuff that doesn't come on a Friday, on a Tesco order, then we put in an Asda order. So it was Friday and Saturday.
No, it wasn't. It was Saturday and Sunday.
It was Saturday and Sunday.
Bless him.
But, yeah, I'm confused. But now it's eating into Sunday. So it means that we do Friday and Saturday.
So he's rejigged everything. I still think...
Unless I've already booked an order on a Saturday.
Yesterday. Obviously, if there's a delivery coming today, then he has to fill the basket. Yesterday, he got to about 8:30 and he went, oh God, the Tesco delivery's coming tomorrow. So they wouldn't have been delivering anything, actually, would they, Mike?
Oh, and I've got a webinar on a Friday.
Yeah, but you remembered just in time.
I did.
So they've been today. Shall we have a drum roll for what was missing? There you go.
Leaks.
Worldwide shortage of leaks. You can get any amount of complete and utter garbage that will kill you. But leaks, no. No leaks. Oh, Jonathan has pizza Monday. You have pizza on a Friday. Excellence. Oh, Tracy's got sardines.
Are we live?
Yes, we're live. We're live. What's the matter with you, Jonathan? Of course we're live. It doesn't say we're live, I'll grant you. But as far as I know, we're live. It's still saying 98. Why is it staying 98, Mike?
We are live.
We are live. Of course we're live. Are you concerned, Jonathan? Hello, Anthony. Yes, we have fish on a Friday. Not a religious thing, just kind of happens. And Lola loves it. Oh, Lola had her own little bowl of salmon. She does like that. And she was ever so cute this morning, wasn't she, keeping me awake for an hour and 20
She's
minutes.
She's always cute.
She decided she wanted to get into bed with me and snuggle up for an hour and 20 minutes. This was about 5:30. And I was dead on my feet. But every time she moved, I had to move. You know, she was pushing my feet about, like, just put that one there and that one there. Make a bit more room for me. So I didn't actually get to sleep till about 8:00, but it was so worth it. Oh, Snugglesville with
the
bear.
I don't like sardines either.
I had sardines, didn't I? Didn't I tell you to get a tin and I'd try them?
Yeah.
And it was too bony.
What's the other thing we tried and didn't like?
Was it pilchards?
Pilchards.
Yeah, because that said it was in tomato sauce, didn't it? Anyway, another thing that happened today, but Mike managed to miss most of it, was AstraZeneca had a live press conference that was taken on the BBC, on Zoom. It was the most unprofessional thing I think I've ever seen. Anyway, Mike got back in time to see his boss. Now, you see, his boss, if we didn't know that was a fake background, his boss would be getting into trouble for sunning himself somewhere, wouldn't he?
Where is he?
I've no idea.
That background's Cambridge.
The background might be, but I can assure you he wasn't in Cambridge.
He's in Australia. Yeah, he's gone home.
Can I ask a serious question here?
Yeah.
How come he can work from home, massive air quotes, nearer to Paul than work, but you can't work here, which is 20 miles away from Macclesfield? I mean, obviously at the moment you can.
He's been holed up in London.
Yeah, that's got that. Yeah,
in about his third home.
He didn't get home fast enough.
And his missus has been in Australia for 6 months.
Yeah, so we've been peace and quiet on that front.
With the grandkid or something.
Anyway, he was on.
So he's only had the cat for company. He told us this on an internal meeting when we had update meetings.
It was just the fact that this picture, when you say, if that picture was Cambridge, yeah, wasn't taken this week, I can assure you. Looked like the south of France.
Oh, do I not get a mention?
You personally? No, yeah. Sadly not.
Johnny thinks I might.
Oh, the EU, a pretty myth with AstraZeneca. Setting on engineering and blockade so they can't export except to Europe.
Anyway, I'm not allowed to comment, so I'm saying nothing.
Don't say anything about it, Mike. They seem pretty laid back that everything would be fine, so I don't know. So no to sardines, no to pilchards. No, not nice. But you know, the beauty of that is if we don't like it, Lola will. And she had a ball. She ate the lot. The AstraZeneca contract was published. No, if it had any Excel figures in it, then maybe. But beyond that, no. Can you send him a message to get the vaccine going in Australia? Well, given that he's there at the moment, Paul, I should imagine some will be winging its way down there.
Anyway, serious question. Tracy, how's your lad?
Oh, absolutely. He was feeling a bit rough, wasn't he? Now we've got two more vaccines and one of them is a single dose. So that might move that one up Kim's hit list.
Oh, no, Kim's saying the Johnson & Johnson one's only 66% effective.
I think we got told.
I thought it was higher than that. Or is that another one? There's another one came out today.
There's two. Johnson & Johnson was one, and the other one had a funny name. Let me find out, and I will share what garbage we're being told. But, you know, it's BBC, so don't believe it. Oh, dear. Yes, the EU has introduced controls on vaccines to Northern Ireland. So, yes, I said to Mike this could end up in the Third World War. But isn't it in everybody's interest to share these vaccines? Because it's all very well saying, right, we vaccinated everybody in our country. You have not closed the borders. And if you don't, it will come back in. People will bring it in and then it will infect the ones where the vaccine hasn't been effective, which happened with that nurse, or people who cannot be vaccinated or choose not to be vaccinated. Anyway, that's the main story.
Good to hear he's gone back to work.
Excellent. Still a bit of a sore throat, though. This is what I said. I said to Mike today, obviously I've worked, I'm not medical, I'm legal medical. So obviously I hear all the things that go wrong. But when I go back, so part of my job, like I wrote a thesis on Myadil. So even though I'm not medically qualified, I wrote the thesis from the legal perspective of what was known and when it was known. And you find stuff that they knew about and kind of brushed under the carpet. And when they did that, and that they should have shared the information but didn't. And nobody said anything about this in terms of, I mean, we've heard of two people who, Joe had a bit of a sore arm. Kath fell asleep, which is unheard of. And who was the other one? The one who had to take to a bed.
Marjorie.
Because she was really not well with it. But that's not been reported, full stop. And I've not heard of anybody who said a sore throat, achy bones. You see, it must be doing something. But no, that hasn't been reported on at all. And, you know, normally when I come into these things, it's because it's got like a momentum behind it of people saying, well, hang on, me too. So things like the those mesh things that they were sewing into women and then they had to take them out. But they were told that they had mental health issues. There was nothing wrong with it. There was. But it takes more than a handful of people to gang together to say me too for anything to be taken any notice of. And there must be things happening with this vaccine. Everything from like, I don't feel well for 5 minutes to, you know, it knocks somebody out for a week. Not a single peep about that. There you go, Mike. The Johnson & Johnson is 66% effective, Where's the other one? It's vanished. There was two today. Let me see if I can find the second one. It had a weird name. No, I'm not seeing it. Have a look for it, Mike. Can't have gone far. I remember thinking we're going to be... The more choice they give you, the thing is they don't seem to be giving it to certain people for certain reasons. So, like, if you've got somebody where it would be impossible to do a single dose, a multiple dose, then the Johnson & Johnson might be an idea. Would that improve if they gave you half another dose? Not said. I still don't see those, the other one, Mike.
No, and I did see it earlier.
I saw it earlier. This is what I'm saying. It's really weird in the UK. You get a story and you think, oh, that's a mildly interesting, I'll read that later. And before you know it, it's disappeared. And you do wonder at that point, why has it disappeared? Let's have a look. 85% effective against the new variants, according to Tracy. So there's a thing, though. Now we've got different variants. Do you have one of each? We're back to that again. Oh, it's just going to get confusing. Oh, Sarah says her parents had it today and dad isn't too good, can't keep his eyes open. That sounds like Kath. If it's any consolation to you, she was fine the next day, but she literally just fell asleep. Joe didn't, but she did. Really, really tired. So I think it's just obviously one of those reactions, isn't it? The other one sounded like it was Russian. Was it Russian, Jonathan? I don't know. I can't remember. Kim was aching after a flu shot. You're expecting to go down with the vaccine. I'm expecting I'll see it sometime in 2023, so I'm not overly worried. They are constantly shuffling here. Who's getting what? Read a classic today. Who should be above me?
Janssen.
Hmm?
Was it Janssen and Novavax?
That could have been the one. Jonathan's right, sounds a bit Russian, that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said that I didn't mind, you know, because I can do my job from where I am. I don't particularly need to go out for anything. The only thing that would be a crisis for me was if you needed medical treatment or dental treatment and you were nervous because you hadn't had the vaccine. But other than that, people who work on the front line, Pete and one of Simon's girls, should definitely get it before me. It's as simple as that. Right, so then they started shuffling around. Teachers need to get it. I thought, well, that makes sense, you know, because people are screaming about opening up the schools. Don't know why they don't just work the summer holiday, but never mind. So, yeah, OK, teachers. Heard another group today are jumping over me. Prisoners. So I thought if I was desperate to get it, I'd have to commit a crime and get incarcerated and then you'd get the vaccine. Sometimes there are no words. Apparently, the groupings that we've got, the 1 to 9s, are going to be replicated in the prisons. So if they're over 80, they're going to get it. And then if they're over 70, they're going to get it. If they've got medical conditions, they're going to get it. And I just thought, yeah, but prisons, you know, you're not going to get much in the way of public support for that. But yes, prisoners today. So yesterday it was nurses. Today it's prisoners. Just me. Is it just me? The vaccine is called Sputnik. I thought everything that came out of Russia was called Sputnik. Kim still doesn't qualify and you can't go to the mass injection sites. You're waiting. Oh, I'll be waiting forever, but never mind. Wasn't the mesh implants a group of manufacturers not following guidelines and using substandard materials? I don't know, Simon, because it started quite small and was very focused on one particular type of implementation of it. And then it just... went crazy. But there are a lot of things that happen and you are automatically told you've got mental health issues. One of the cases I was involved in was this lady, and it was 18 months after an operation, and she had, I mean, it might sound silly when you say it, but if you could imagine living with this for 18 months, it's not. She had some kind of operation. It wasn't a serious thing. But it was under a general anaesthetic and it was an invasive operation. And after about 3 weeks, she said she had pain and there was an odour. And they said it's all in your mind. But obviously, surely they could sense this odour as well. And it went on for 18 months. Before, in the end, they admitted they'd left three swabs inside her. So the odour was them rotting nicely. So she then had to have another operation. And if you could imagine how terrified she was to remove these things and to deal with the problem. So, yeah, things can go wrong. So with those, it just seems like an odd way to try and fix something. For her, a hernia maybe, but not particularly for what they were using them for. And apparently the body tissue was like growing through these things and that was causing pain. But it exploded, didn't it, in terms of how many were involved and the extent of it. So doubtless some manufacturers weren't following the guidelines, but I don't know. Okay. Death rates in prisons have been grim. I heard 70-something. 4,000... Was it 4,000-odd cases and 71 deaths? Kim, here, they just let the prisoners out. you don't think prisoners should be condemned to death necessarily. Neither do I, but I've got to wonder, you know, who's taking it in there? By definition, they're in prison. So it must be coming from the staff. So maybe make the staff a priority. They should have done that already. And then by definition, you would reduce the infection rate rather than panicking like crazy now over getting some of the prisoners inoculated. Technically speaking, if you're in prison and you're doing the test and trace thing on the staff, shouldn't really happen. There must be more prisoners than staff. But I don't know. I don't know. So Kim says that the question is it fair they should jump ahead of law-abiding people? You don't think they should die either. I just think they shouldn't necessarily be a priority. I think there are other ways to go about it that should have been implemented way, way, way before now. It's February on Monday. This vaccine's been available since December. Obviously, it needed to go to the clinically vulnerable, but in prisons they're not infecting themselves, are they? It's got to come in from the outside, and it would have been easier to inoculate people who were interacting with the prisoners rather than reach this point where now they've got to jump the queue because something else has gone wrong. I swear I will be the last one in the country. I would be very, very surprised if I wasn't, but we'll see how that goes. Vaccine doesn't necessarily mean people won't pass it on. Prison isn't safe, basically, for people of a certain age. It may be a death sentence, needs to be done case by case. I do think, though, that should you get it if you're... Well, there's always solitary confinement, isn't there? It's a tough one, that. If there isn't enough vaccine or there isn't enough... They can't get it rolled out fast enough. I think it should have been done by now. I remember thinking that last year when they were saying that somebody in prison had it. And I thought, well, they didn't get it themselves, did they? They didn't get it down at the local Tesco. So it would have been a good idea maybe to put stronger rules in place. I know it can't be stopped full stop, but maybe the staff first. And I don't mean now, I mean 2 months ago. And that would have certainly helped. It couldn't have hurt, could it? And if prison isn't safe, that is a tough one, Simon, because to me, while there are people who are wrongly convicted, there are also many, many, many thousands who are not wrongly convicted. And should they take place, should they take priority over your granny? No. No is the answer to that. It's a tough one, but you don't have any choice but to age unless you're Dorian Gray. You do not have any choice but to age, but you do have a choice whether you commit a crime and you end up in prison. It's as simple as that, as far as I'm concerned, but then I'm not in prison. If I was, then maybe I would have a different view. Prisons have been a bad area with many infections, a high-risk zone. Not from the figures that I read, but I don't know. Maybe it's different in different places. Last night, Kim had a lot of the Pfizer where the freezer went out. Oh, for crying out loud. You know, it's pretty basic, isn't it? Keep it at minus 70. Whoops, the freezer's broken. I can understand that in certain circumstances. Do you remember when we were on ice cream duty at the summer fair? And it was right, well, we'll buy the ice cream, we'll put it in the freezer. Ah. And what we had to do on the Sunday morning, so 2 weeks before the summer fair, was get a cup of water and put it in the fridge, freezer, and then come back to it the week after. And if it was anything other than frozen solid, the freezer was on the blink. It was just water. So we didn't do ice cream that year. It was that simple. There was just no way to do it because the freezer went out. But, you know, that's the local parish centre. It's not trying to store Pfizer vaccine. You would think they had, you know, those canisters where they put, they use them in IVF and they've got like long tubes in and stuff. Could you not have one of those on standby just in case the freezer went on the blink? Your granny isn't living within 100 metres of 500 other people she can shelter. Not necessarily. You've no idea where your granny's living. I mean, high-rise blocks must be a total nightmare. How on earth can you get in and out without touching the door handles and stuff like that? And like I say, it's a choice to commit a crime. I appreciate there are certain circumstances when somebody is that starving that they steal some food and stuff, but that would be taken account of at the sentencing. And believe you me, I have seen pre-sentence reviews that would curl your hair. Yes, I did stab and kill this person, but in my defence. And you're like, what? There's a defence? It is crazy, but it is taken into account. Your Remesa Tories didn't just execute all the prisoners. If that had been suggested, can I just suggest, Simon, by, oh, let's think, the Daily Mail, I reckon Boris would have had it as a policy inside 12 hours, because that's usually what happens. Oh, granny in a nursing home can't shelter. Well, if you're in a nursing home, we've seen how bad they were. And no, I mean, I see what you're saying, Simon, but people were released from hospital into the community, infected without being tested because they didn't want to test them because that would be like, oh, no, now we can't kick them out. The whole thing's been a carve-up from the beginning. Politically and practically, it's been a nightmare. I'm going to use them to build HS2. Nothing would surprise me. If Boris thought Boris could get away with it, or more likely, it was a vote winner, then it would happen. I'm telling you. Kim had a vaccination team that got stuck in a snowstorm on the highway. They vaccinated people stuck in their cars on the highway so as not to lose any doses. Well, I get you there, Kim, but can I just point out, if it was in a snowstorm, wasn't it pretty cold? So wasn't the vaccine fine? You know, your hot flask of coffee, less so, but your vaccine... It's a snowstorm. It seems to be crazy the way that they're just doling this out. Volunteers are now getting it, which I think is a wise idea. Why that wasn't done at the beginning, I don't know. They could have practiced on each other. Nurses do. But now it's official that they're getting it. I think this was after that MP got caught, if you remember. He took a vaccine at the end of the day. And like I said to you, yeah, but he'd volunteered all day. He wasn't doing a Boris. Sitting there having grapes peeled for him. He was actually volunteering at the centre. So I didn't have a problem with that. But many, many people did. Anyway, I've got something that Kim's going to go bald over. I can assure you. Because I looked at it and I thought, that's not a bad idea. Oh, yeah, that'll work. Just a minute. It was one of those things. Let me get the link for you. Who doesn't want a face mask with a built-in wireless headset? Okay, so far, you're thinking. I'll put the link in. Let me take Europe equals true off the end. Right, let's try that. Does that work for you? Who can tell me the flaw in that one? Apart from the fact it's $42.99. It is a mask called Mask Phone with built-in earpods. But I'm sensing a flaw myself, and I'm reckoning Kim will be straight onto that flaw because I'm thinking it's promoting something that we don't want. But who could tell me what that is? You have to touch it. Yes, Jonathan, well done. Not only that, but have you seen where the controls are? You've got to touch your face. I don't know if you could wash it, Kim. I'd suspect not if the headphones are actually like sewn into the thing. But there is like a pouch for an internal extra barrier. But it was the plus and minus and play buttons on the front of it that blew my mind. Because what that's doing is training you to touch your mask to turn it up or down or press play. Jonathan says, are we really that desperate to stay on our phones that people have made this mask? Short version, Jonathan?
Yes.
Yes, apparently so. RBC, I'm fine. I don't need a mask at all because I never leave the house.
I was good today.
Were you? What did you do?
I went downstairs to get my lunch and left my phone up here.
What if I'd have won? Oh, it's all right. He's got his watch. Don't let him think. Don't let him blind you with science. He's cut off from the world. And when he says, and I left my phone up here like a good little boy. Yes, he also had 27 Echo devices down there to keep him company. So you weren't alone, were you? There's two in the extension. There's two in the kitchen. There's two in the hall. There's one in the front room and about three in the back. So I don't think you were lonely, were you?
I had Lola, so I wasn't lonely.
So in Spain, the courts have decided that the regional elections brought about by central government having orchestrated that the president must go ahead. Last year, the elections were cancelled. There were local elections here. So it's not a general election where we get a new prime minister. Mind you, we didn't get a new prime minister last time, did we? But it's not those. It's the local ones. And they put them off until May this year. And what they're now saying is they're going to happen. They'll make the voting centres COVID safe. I mean, if you've ever seen a voting centre in the UK, poll station, no, it's not happening. I mean, there's booths and you have a pencil. And the pencil is on a piece of string. I'd love to take a photograph and show you, but it's illegal to take a picture inside there. But it's a stubby pencil tied to the booth with a scrappy piece of string. And the pencil is never any more than like 2.5 inches. But you're using the same pencil. And pencils don't really clean well, do they? I will be looking for a postal vote if and when this happens, because I'm not going in there. So the current regional government wanted to postpone them. I'm not sure what our local council would want to do there, Tracy, because our MP is Graham Brady. This is the one who's in charge of the 1922 committee. And I mean, I won't say barely believes in the virus, but can't wait to get the kids back to school and the shops open. But then I doubt he lives here most of the time.
Like Boris.
So I don't know which way he would go. I just think, why not give everybody a postal vote and be done with it? If you must have this election, then do that. Anthony says it'll be like those awful Bluetooth headsets when people will go around talking to themselves. It just seems to me it was the touching of the face. If you're wearing that mask and you're used to touching your face, and then you put on a different mask, you're going to be touching your face. So don't. So this in Spain means that innocent people are being forced to man polling stations on pain of a several thousand euro fine. Wow. How does that work? Here I believe it's volunteers. If these people are being forced into it, is it because they live in the same building that the voting is going on? How does that work? Why would there be a fine for them? When you say A-lady, do they compete for attention? It's comical, Jonathan. The one on the landing is clearly the pack leader. And she takes over all the time. But the others, multiple ones will light up. And just one of them will then say, OK. And then whatever you've said will happen. It's comical. It really is. Kim says it's the most stupid match she's seen so far. Except the knitted one you could see through. Yes, I just thought, it's like, have you ever had where you've got your watch on and you then take your watch off and you're constantly looking at your watch to see what time it is? It's going to be the same with that mask. You'll be constantly touching at your neck trying to turn your phone up. Honestly, it will be. Election day is February the 14th. Did the people not have better things to do? Because that's the Sunday.
And Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day. Is it always on a Sunday? Or is it always on February the 14th, or is there some reason? You may have to bring your own pencil. Do you know, Anthony, now I'm thinking that's exactly what I would do. But I can imagine a million people thinking, I've not got a pencil. Now I need to go shopping for a pencil. Pencil's an essential item now. I'm just going to get a postal vote and be done with it. There's been a lot of scandal about postal votes or the paperwork to affect them not being delivered. Oh, that's great, isn't it, Tracy? Fantastic. Especially for Catalonia. Is that political, I'm suspecting? Kim said the postal vote did not go very well. I'm never sure about ours, but I'm not going out to a polling station. We'll make a polling station sign here and sit Lola in front of it, won't we? We're sat next to the postal vote. It'll be fine. Oh, utter ridiculous. Oh, every town designates people who will man the voting tables. Oh, right. Well, it's definitely volunteers here. And in Australia, all election officials are paid. I don't think ours are, but they do provide sweets for everybody.
I was just going to say that.
On the way in.
Oh, do they? Oh, I thought they brought their own sweets.
No, they bring them. That's what I'm saying. It's not the government that provide the sweets. But then the thing is, you know, like there's
government
like...
Government provide nothing in this country.
Probably not even the pencil. But you'll have like three ladies sat there, they're usually ladies, wafting a ruler around.
I was going to say ruler.
And you have to tell them, you know, who you are, and then they cross you off the list. I mean, they say they can't track who... The vote number. But seeing as though they've just crossed it off and the sequential in the book.
Yeah, but you don't have to provide ID, do you?
No, you just have to tell them where you live.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that you live somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like the time I told the mum was dead and could they possibly take her off the register? And they did, and they took me off as well. And I said, but I'm not dead. Obviously, I'm reporting the fact my mother's dead. They took me off the register. So she said, well, you have to re-register. I thought, for God's sake, I've lived here for forever. So then I had to re-register. And it was like, well, who's this person in the house with you? And I thought, the only one that you didn't deregister when I told you my mother was dead. We didn't have all that trouble when Dad died. I think it was because my name starts with an E and her name started with an E. And they got very confused because they're idiots. What can I say? Oh, so in Tracy's village, there's six tables corresponding to the different areas. We have about three because it doesn't actually cover that many houses, to be honest. But the thing is, as you go in, you can see on the front of the tables, they've got like the roads that they cover. And you're looking at the suites and thinking, you know, I quite fancy that one. I hope I'm in that table. Because each table's got different suites on. Oh, it's terrible. I'll just have to find an address I can say it was me. Election officials are not paid and they must attend unless there's a very good reason they can't. That's terrible, Tracy. There's backup officials for every table in case someone isn't well. That's going to be important, isn't it? Postal in the States. Kim's friend received 7 ballots this year. Well, what did happen with mine, every year we have to re-register. We talked about this in September, I think it was. And Jonathan said he doesn't have to unless there's a change, which would make life much easier here. But no, I've got to re-register every year. So I have to go through this online thing. And then without fail, they want an email or a phone number or preferably both, whatever. And without fail, I don't want to give them one. So I get to this point and I had to get beyond that. About a week after the last cutoff date, and I'd done a recording of it because I'd done it online. Now, they said, if you give us an email address or a phone number, we can provide you with a confirmation. And I thought, well, a confirmation would be nice. I'll agree with that. But it's not worth me giving you an email for it because I've got a recording of me doing it. But as expected, I got this letter that said, do not ignore this letter, right across the front of it. Opens it up and it said, you've not registered to vote. I thought, oh, yes, I have. That meant a phone call. Now, we know how I love the phone. So that was not going to end well. That was recorded as well for training purposes. Not that I need training to tear them a new one. And she said, I'm working from home. We all are. I thought, and, you know, you're just admin. What's your problem? Takes so long to get up on the computer. I said, well, can you do it? Because it says don't ignore it. I said, how many times do you want me to register? So we went through all this thing, and she come back and she said, it's just taking longer to process it. So it probably has gone through, but you've just got this letter. Ignore it. And I just laughed out loud because this is the one that on the front in 6-inch letters said, do not ignore this. And she said, ignore it. So I said, OK, I said, just to confirm, you are telling me to ignore the letter that tells me not to ignore it. She said, yes, ignore it. I thought, fine, I've got that recorded. That'll do. Oh, it's crazy. 7 ballots is good, though. Ah, now, you see, in Spain, you've got to present your ID and they cross you off the polling register. Now, when you say present your ID, is that a national ID card or is it just kind of any form of ID? We haven't got a clear letterbox. We've got like an old style. It's a box, but it's like fabric, like leatherette with a zip at the top. And you pop it in there. I guess so. It's light and easy to transport, but it's not clear. Oh, no. Because our voting slips are basically just like quite small and folded into four. So you could pop it in and it could kind of open and then you would see who'd voted for who. So, no, it's not a clear box here. You go into a booth to choose a list and put it in the... Ah, so you've got an envelope. We don't have envelopes. Because there's always that thing going on here, isn't there, Tracy, about who can count fastest? Something south.
Yeah.
It's up in...
Blythe, isn't it?
No. It begins with an S. Like South Shields South, only it's not South Shields.
First...
Sunderland South, isn't it? I think it's Sunderland South who always try and count it first. If they had to take that out of envelopes, oh, that would slow them down immensely. Anthony, you're quite right. The people who man the polling stations tend to be a bit older, which is going to cause a problem this time, isn't it? If they're shielding and don't want to come out, and you could understand that. Yeah, you're right. We don't tend to have that many that are of a younger age. Oh, kick him. Poor Kiva. Had to have a proper bath. Some random guy petted her. Poor Kiva. She's now part of the Me Too movement. Luckily you had a mask on. Oh, wow. Can non-citizens of your country vote? It depends if they are registered to vote. Some can, some can't. If you are a citizen of the Republic of Ireland and you have lived here for a certain amount of time, you can automatically vote. I would suspect the same was true of EU citizens until Brexit, and now you're lucky if they can stay in the country. So the answer is yes and no, depends how long you've been here and whether you've done the necessary paperwork. Oh, Anthony has black metal boxes. Oh, no, ours are like plasticky things, like a very large pencil case. Any official photo ID, driving licence, passport, ID card, resident card. Now, you see, we don't have ID or residence card. My driving licence is from 1985 because I've never moved and there's no picture on it. And my passport is 6 years out of date this year, you know, because like I'm not going anywhere. So I guess I could take my passport, but it is actually out of date. I mean, I still look the same, but that's not the point. If they didn't check the back, I'd be fine, but I don't know whether they would or not. Other than that, I have no ID to prove I am who I say I am, which was interesting when Facebook wanted some. Send us a photo for something. I can't remember what it was now. And I thought, for you to compare with what? There is precisely one photograph of me online. One. That's it. So how on earth would Photoshop be able to compare that with anything? I'm guessing what they were thinking was they would compare it with something already on your account. But if there's nothing on your account, what are you supposed to do? Don't know. I actually think an ID card wouldn't be a bad idea. But I guess it'd have to be free if they're going to foist it upon you. But every time it's mentioned, the human rights lot are up in arms. And I just think, I see where you're coming from. But as a practical thing here, because of internet crime and because of stuff like that, it's everybody's asking for ID. And if you haven't got anything, I mean, they'll say like, well, we'll take your driving license. And I remember when Gran died, so that was 1998, wasn't it? So my driving license in 1998 was only 15 years old. And the girl behind the counter of the car company where we hired this big car to transport everybody to and from the funeral looked round to her colleague and said, "What's this?" So she must have been about 18, this girl. She'd never seen anything but a little credit card style one with a picture on. And he said, "Oh, good grief." He said, "That's an old style license." And she said, "Is it valid?" He said, "Oh, yeah." You know, so they took that as it. But if what they wanted was something with a photo on. Now, Mike got one for free. When he moved in here, he needed a new license because his address had changed. But because his address had changed, you don't have to pay for it. But if you want one, because the one you've got is like not a photo ID, you have to pay for it. And they're not cheap either, and neither are passports. So, and you're thinking, well, will they take that? Is it worth getting one just to have this form of ID? What I used in the end, the only thing that was in my purse that had a picture on it of me was my Costco card. And they took that. Now, honestly, the picture on my Costco card could be anybody. It could be anybody from George Clooney to the Elephant Man. And they took it. So I'm stood there looking at this picture thinking, don't look much like me, but if you're happy with it, fine. So that was the only thing I had. They do it, or they did it when we got our cards, and that was, over 15 years ago, wasn't it? Mm. They did it with like a thermo print onto the card. It looks nothing like anybody. It's like three black blobs, but they took it. So there you go. Oh, right, let's catch up here. Until the 31st of December, you could vote in municipal and European elections. Obviously, only one left now. Oh, Tracy. And 31st of December, that wasn't a Brexit day, was it? We had lots of Brexit. Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yes, it was the 11-month one. I was thinking it was the 31st of January, but that was last year. That was when we actually left, I think. But then we left again. You know what it's like. Voter fraud levels are tiny, 266 cases in 2018. I am so surprised, Simon, because it really is. You see these tin pot dictatorships where they send voter fraud people from Europe or the UK, America, and, you know, they're checking these elections and they've got like stamps on the hands and all kinds of stuff. And you think, do you know what? Get your own house in order first. Because I could walk into that polling booth and tell them I lived anywhere, and as long as that person hadn't already gone in to vote, there would be no questions asked, none whatsoever. That's actually quite frightening. Normally you would go in early in the morning, wouldn't you, to vote, and then I'd probably wait till the afternoon when we were taking the dog out. But I remember the last few occasions I said to Mike, I'm going early with you. This was up to 2014 when Mum died. So Maya would be here with Mum, and I'd go early because I said, I do not want to turn up to vote at like 6 o'clock. One, it'll be busy. But two, what if somebody's already voted and there's a line through my registration? Because then the police would be called and I'd have to get involved and it's nothing to do with me. So I thought if I go early and there's a line through it, then that stops all of that. So that's what I did. But I'm surprised there's so few. I would have thought it was at least 10 times that, if not more. Who knew the paddle of grannies and granddads was so effective? Well, they've got that kind of look, haven't they, Simon? You know, you wouldn't try it on with one of them. Oh, Kim can get a resident ID for free. No, no, we can't do that. Nothing like that. Simon seriously doesn't want one. Horrifying. The misuse the government could put it to. Well, everyone's giving them their DNA anyway. Off these injections. If the government wanted it, they could do it. They could get it off the injections. Always dispose of them properly. Put them in a little plastic bag and make sure people's names are on them. They definitely could. Anthony's always thought it'd be a good idea. You don't drive, never been out of the country, you don't have a driver's license or a passport. Maybe they could make it that it's you volunteer. I just don't think there should be a charge for it when it's not your fault that everybody and their dog is asking you for ID. And, you know, and in this tech world that we live in, I see what you're saying, Simon, I do. But, you know, people are like, I'm not turning locations on in my phone. You know, I don't want Facebook tracking me. And then the next minute it's like, right, well, you know, I need to go to Wrexham. Where's Wrexham? and you're in there on your maps telling them exactly where you are and exactly where you're going and the route you're taking. You know, if they wanted to find that, then they could. So I think on a practical level, technology's taken us beyond that. But it's kind of the bank or anywhere that you go in and it's like, we want to see a form of ID. And basically I have to rock up with like this Costco card because all I've got with a picture. Credit card bills, which means I have to have paper bills with the address on. We do still have paper bills for the gas and the electric. You know, and they keep coming to us and saying, we'd like to go paperless. You're like, no, I wouldn't. And they look at you as though, oh, but you know, in these COVID times, these things are taking ages to arrive. And I'm like, the answer's still no. Because, you know, they'll say, well, you could print it out. You could go paperless and you could print one out. Our printer prints like 30 seconds of one day in the year. And if you don't catch it in those 30 seconds, it won't print a thing. And if it does, you'd need night vision to read it because it's that faint. Printers are spawn of the devil. So leave the printer to its own devices. So I do think having an option to have a card, because it's no different than a passport, but it should be free. Or stop asking me for things because I haven't got anything. Now, Tracy hates being a number. You don't even know your number by heart. Well, it's interesting because I did my tax return the other day and you've got a national insurance number which follows you around from being like 16. And I do know that one by heart because I've had it that long. But you now have this other thing called a UTR, which is a unique taxpayer reference. And I think, why do I need that if I've got my national insurance number? Because, you know, by definition, if somebody else has got the same national insurance number, we've got a problem, Houston. I don't know why there has to be two, but the UTR is, I think it's 12 digits long. The other thing that they do, so Simon, follow along here. The other thing they do is make it that it's two-factored. So you need to give them a mobile phone so they can send you a text message, or you need to download the Customs and Excise, Inland Revenue, whatever they call these days, app, and then you have to give that access, you know, to enough of your system so they know it's you, and then they'll send a number to that. You can't get away with it. If I could get away with it, I would. I find it ridiculous. They've got, I mean, they said this year on, you know, on like page 392, wait, when you're flagging, you're flagging and your defences are down, and it said like phone number. And I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Next to it, in brackets, it said optional. I thought, good, you're not having my phone number. You know, and there I am, patting myself on the back, thinking, hey, you know, oh, yes, you're not having my phone number. And then I thought, just a minute. They've got your bloody phone number because they've just sent you a two-factor to get in here to post your tax return. And I thought, yes, but I'm still not putting it in the box. It's my little protest. I'm assuming that the two-factor number doesn't necessarily have to be the same number as they want on page 348, that's a contact number. So you can put, there were two boxes and they said optional. If it says optional, guess what? Blank. So yeah, that was a farce.
See you, Simon.
Night, Simon. So Kim says everyone's a number in the States. It's how we pay our taxes via our number. Now, is that the number that you sometimes see in these dramas where if somebody has died, the baddie takes the name and number and applies for a number, is it social security number? I don't know what they call it now. In that name, is that the number we mean? And that people try and keep that number private in case somebody hijacks it. Is that the one? Now, Sarah's got an old driving license. Don't have a card. Always causes issues when you want to collect orders from shops. Love the way the youngsters look at it. It's very fragile. It's a piece of art now. Yet mine's the same. I've got it in the original plastic wallet. The thing with mine is that's a bit on the dicey side. It's not caused a problem yet. But when we moved in here, we had a postcode allocated to the house. But the postcode was allocated to like 20 houses. Many years later, they made the postcodes tighter. So there were only 8 houses with the postcode, which meant that one digit of our postcode changed. So the beginning of it is M33, and that's your area. That's a large area. So it's the whole of Sale, M33. But the three bits at the end, one of the letters changed. Mum went mental. She had just had printed stationery made. She went absolutely berserk. But my driving licence is incorrect because it's got the old one on. Now, I'm assuming the government know what they did because at Company's House, they updated it automatically. But I always find it interesting when you're paying your tax. I log in and it says first name, EK. I cannot tell you how many times I have fixed that to be Elaine in one box.
Is that like BK?
Yeah, it's like BK. Although the K of B is probably not Karen. We don't talk about Karen now, do we? Not since Jonathan Uprising. See, I thought there was nothing wrong with being called Karen, but never mind. So I go in and I fix it. And the next year, it's back again. So I don't know what they do. I really don't. But there's lots of numbers we can put in. Oh, you're quite right. I'd forgotten that. Anthony says everyone in the UK has a national insurance number, which is used for tax and benefit, and an NHS number used for processing and accessing NHS services. That's quite right. And I do have that. I remember my mum giving me that to put with my national insurance number because that one I'd had since I was a child and she actually had it. But how many people know they've got an NHS number and how many people have got that with them at any point? Let's see if I could. If put on the spot, right, let's put NHS in
there. I know where my NHS number is. It's on my NHS card in one of those drawers.
Mine's on a card and I vaguely know where it is. It's in my purse stroke wallet. What I'm thinking is I'm looking in 1Password. And I'm thinking you do have in there, they call it social security numbers. And I do have my national insurance number in there. I also have my UTR number in there. Don't know why my national insurance number. Oh, for crying out loud. I'm going to have to edit this. My national insurance number is set to be a password in 1Password. So I can't actually see it. That's not good. And you can't change that either. Oh. Okay, we'll take that from there. We'll put that in there and we'll call that the national insurance number. Oh, now you see I found a flaw in my own system here. That's not good, is it? Also, the copy and paste doesn't work. That's good. You can turn those round. Right, let's see if that works because you can't delete that field. There you go. That's working. Right, well, the thing that isn't in my national insurance number is my NHS number. Oh, what have you done to me, Anthony? I'll be scratching around looking for that now.
COVID could damage sperm.
Well, that's not something I'm going to be worried about,
is
it? No, but
Kim's just said.
Okay, I'm going to catch up with this. Anthony's just reminded me, though, about the NHS number. So where I'm heading now, Anthony, is into Evernote. And I've got my good evening scratch paddy thing, but I'm not interested in that. Right, where's my search? That's what I need. Right, let's put NHS in there. Track and trim, blah, blah, blah. There's plenty of NHS things, but probably not what I'm looking for. So I've got lots. It's going to be an old one if I've got one in there. So let's go all the way back and see if I was clever enough to put it in here. It doesn't look like I have been. No, I am not seeing. I would have scanned it, wouldn't I? I'd have scanned it and put it in here. I'm already up to 2018 and I didn't do it. Oh, dear. I'm now going to have to go and find my NHS number just in case I need it. But I know I've got it. It's probably in a zip thing where my passport is. It will be with my passport. That's another point. My passport number isn't in there, is it? Oh, I've been very bad. I will have to sort this out. So last time Tracy had to renew a driving licence, obligatory renewal every 5 to 10 years, depending on age. Oh, wow. €50. And you've got to pay for a medical exam at an official place. Is this a full medical exam? What do they check? Is it just that you can see? Oh, wow. As far as Tracy knows, she's only got a national insurance number. No, you will have an NHS number. It's given at birth. Your mum may have hidden it from you. Mine kept mine from me. I didn't even know there was such a thing until I was 16. And when my national insurance number turned up, she said, you might as well put this NHS card with it. I thought, what NHS card? And I've still got the original one. What they brought out the year after I got my national insurance number, which came on a piece of paper, was a national insurance card that was a plastic credit card. I wanted one. And they said they would backtrack through people, and I'm still waiting. So 36 years on, I'm still waiting. So I'm not going to get one of those, am I? Anthony, that's so funny. You should have an NHS number. It'll be on any appointment letters you get from the hospital. Yeah, hospital, 1973. Probably haven't got that letter. I certainly haven't had one since. No. I'll have to find it myself. The ID is a number. The ID number is used for about 100 times a month for pathetic reasons. There you go. What can I say? It's as bad here. I mean, it's like you want to pick up something from the co-op. Have you got ID? Anthony had to take the bank statement into the bank to prove your account. They said we need an original one. We can't accept ones printed from an online account. And you're saying you're encouraging us to go paperless. That's why I don't. There you go. That is why I don't. So all the ones we have, now that proved that was no problem at all until lockdown. And then we had to find a way to pay these bills because it wasn't all done online. We had to find a way to do it. So now we need to sort that out. It's just insanity here. Oh, Kim took a course on how to place implants robotically. Oh, was it easy? That's quite scary. I had a good relationship with my implantologist. See, I trusted him. Trust is so important. The one that he left, he went somewhere else. And then they got this other implantologist in who had the personality of a turnip. And I found that quite difficult. It's same with the hygienist. Hello, Mrs. Giles. And I'm like, here we go again. She's got me on the wrong foot before she starts. One, if you've read it, it's Miss. But two, how many times have I said it's Elaine? And she greets me every time with hello, Mrs. Giles, which it gets me going before we're starting. Your blood pressure's on the rise before we've started. But the other one, Chris, he was just adorable. I was there. I saw the size of the drill and I thought, just close your eyes and let him do it. Let him get on with it. But robotics, that sounds fascinating. Oh, Sarah lost the plastic wallet. You have to unfold it with care. It disintegrates. I reckon you can get the plastic wallets on eBay. I had a spare. I don't know why. Because I only ever had one driving licence. And my dad's was even older than mine. But I think he got... I think he needed a newer one. I don't think... It may have had his ID on it because he was a heavy goods vehicle enabled driver. So he may have needed like a card to prove that he was HGV, which might have meant a picture. And then, of course, as he got older, you do have to have some kind of medical to prove that you can see your hand in front of your face. That kind of thing. Oh, Tracy says it sounds like her UK licence. Paper, maiden name, Nan's address, plastic sleeve. Never surrendered it to have a Spanish one. The thing is, you probably, it's still valid, I think. I mean, is there any need to change surnames? I mean, people do, but that's when, if you change a surname on a passport, it has to be given to the registrar or the priest to hold on to, because that's not actually your legal, not all of that business. That's why we don't bother. I mean, all these women are busy saying to me, like, oh, you know, I'm a 21st century woman, blah, blah, blah. And the first thing they do when they get married is change their name. And I'm like, you can't have it both ways. I think girls like to think, oh, I'm going to change my name. Oh, how cool, I'm changing my name. And I'm like, are you kidding? I've got domains, I've got email addresses, it's just not happening. I have a very strange take on it. Do you remember when we told my dad we were getting engaged? First words out of his mouth were, oh, so you're going to be Mrs. Thomas then? And I looked at him like, heathen. And I said, no, that's Mike's mother. I'd only go as far as Giles Thomas. But when we tried that with Mike, it caused havoc, didn't it? On that list, that Catinian list. No one could find him because he was under G, not T. So we reply to anything, really, don't we?
We do.
Whatever. I mean, how many names has Lola got? 300 at the last count. Good night, Jonathan. See you later. Oh, that's a good idea. Paul's got his license on his phone. Same app when checking into shops with COVID tracking. Oh, no, we're not there. You must be kidding. We've got nothing like that here. Prehistoric. And Sarah's got no idea where her NHS number is or where the card is. Do you know what's really silly? You can't look it up. There's no way to go to look it up.
Jonathan says I've got to shoo off.
He means he wants to get in the other one first.
And then he's gone in. He's gone into YouTube, yeah.
Oh, we know Jonathan.
I need to shoot off, but I'll go in YouTube first.
Just before he disappears.
Yeah, which is why I went in there and enabled the chat, Johnny.
Oh, COVID could damage sperm. I mean, there's just no words, is there? COVID, it's just...
See you, Paul.
I think you'd have more luck if it meant bits of you was going to drop off, Kim. That might work. And Anthony's got lots of hospital appointments, so his NHS number is fairly easy accessible. And passcodes. Oh, do you need passcodes as well? I guess you would if you've got your medical records accessible online. Don't do that either. They check eyesight, reflexes, heart rate, and do a laughable psych exam. Like, do you know what day of the week it is and who's the Prime Minister? Oh. Easy and more exacting to place robotically. It's all in the software. Oh, wow. I would still rather have a person there because I've seen their laughable AI. So as long as you're in charge of the robot, that would be fine. Oh, wow. Tracy's granddad never had a driving license because he learned to drive before it came out. My dad never needed to do the test for HGV. He did have a license for cars, but he'd driven HGVs for years and years. And then they brought in a special category of license. And it was like, we're going to have to do this. And that meant paying for tests and stuff. And he worked for a company where they had like 30 odd drivers. You know, it would have been an expense. Anyway, because he'd been driving a certain number of years, they just gave him a license and said that, you know, grandfathered onto it. Tracy no longer wanted to be saddled with the father's name. Well, there is that. You can always get rid of it then, can't you? I just think that they, you know, I'm talking youngish women, you know, who are very, what do you say? Self-possessed. But the first, you know, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that and I'm my own independent woman. And the first thing they do when they get married is change their name. And you think, well, did you think about it? Did you actually think about it? I mean, because you could change it to anything. You don't have to change it. You could both change your name. The BBC did a great thing probably about a year ago, maybe more, where blokes had changed their names, all for different reasons, but they'd changed their names to their wife's name. One of these guys, I can't remember what his reason was, but he'd done it and his parents disowned him. His dad would never speak to him again. And I think, God, is it that important? Yeah, does it really matter? Like Lisa. Lisa's Lisa Moore Patrick. And her in-laws are not pleased. But she said, you know, that was the name she was brought up with. Her kids are just Patrick, not Moore. But she wanted to keep her own name as well. I don't see any problem with that. Whatever people want to be called is fine by me. But no, this guy got disowned. One of them wanted the same name as his kids, I think, and I'm not sure why his kids had the wife's name. But it made sense. Right. Oh, off for a wet walk. That sounds dicey, doesn't it? Hmm. The doctor still has their hands on the drill at all times. See, there you go. I'd be quite happy with that as long as I trusted them. Now, my actual dentist, who's not the implantologist, was on an implantology course and said he was moving into implantology. So he's learning from the bottom up. But he said he didn't feel confident enough to do mine. He didn't want it to go wrong. So I wasn't going to be his first guinea pig. Definitely not. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm quite happy with that. I'm quite happy with that. You do the other bits. Oh, well, we better head off, haven't we? I've got a lot to do to get ready. I've got to make sure the cameras are working this week, or there'll be no unboxing again. And generally sort everything out. Because I did the most stupid thing. What's the most stupid thing on the day of a live event, Mike?
Update software.
I did. Guess which one? Wirecast. Now everything is showing in postage stamp size. So I'm going to have to sort that out before we go live at 9. So I'm going to say good evening so far from me.
And good evening so far from me.
And we'll both see you very, very soon. Stay safe, guys.